You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Democrats and Republicans in Congress remain at odds over raising the limit on government borrowing, the debt ceiling, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen yesterday made clear her view that the stakes are very high here. Yellen told members of Congress that the U.S. government defaulting on what it owes for the first time in history would be catastrophic for the economy and the financial system. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on this.
David, Janet Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell both appeared before senators at yesterday's hearing, but Yellen's comments are generating more headlines this morning. Right now, the federal government is taking extraordinary measures to pay its bills. That's projected to be exhausted in mid-October without a debt ceiling increase, and Yellen said action must come soon.
As we saw in 2011, even coming very close to the deadline without raising the debt ceiling can undermine the confidence of financial markets in the creditworthiness of the United States. It led to a debt downgrade and soaring interest rates.
Yeah, Nova, I remember that. You think Yellen's comments yesterday are changing any minds?
Well, here's an exchange with Republican Senator John Kennedy that'll give you an idea. He asked Yellen about Democrats using the budget reconciliation process to address the debt ceiling on their own. That's what Republicans say they want.
It should not be the responsibility.
I agree with that. Very eloquently put. But it's a fact, isn't it, that you and your folks just want Republicans' fingerprints on the Democrats' effort to tax, spend, and regulate America into Europe.
So, David, that's where we are, and there could be new votes to try to deal with the debt ceiling again as early as today.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.